Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go, here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left, 23 left.
Will. 1, 2, 3.
This is the Buffalo Bills postgame show. Here's Nate Geary.
Woo! Another blowout. The Bills, they win 47-10. Welcome into the Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nate Geary with you here for the next 90 minutes or so. And the Bills moved to 3-0 on the season and an absolute shellacking of the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll get into the details, some of the stats from tonight's game. We'll hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We'll hear from QB1 as well. We'll also get connected with our fans. So 803-0550 is the number to call if you're on your way back from the stadium. Want to get your thoughts in on this big, big Bills victory to get them to 3-0 on the season. I started tonight thinking to myself and largely saying aloud that this was a prove-it game for this iteration of the Buffalo Bills, a true test of a 0-2 team coming in that needed to play desperate football. Turns out did not play particularly desperate in this game, just getting absolutely dominated right from the beginning. Let's go hear from QB1.
Feels good, I'll tell you that. Again, I think this could have easily been a game where we had 10 days off and let up on the gas. Didn't sense that from our guys, a lot of urgency throughout the week. Practiced really hard, had a really good game plan. I thought Joe called a great game today. We went out there and executed, but again, that we didn't win it today. We won it, you know, in the last 10 days. And good thing about that is we had 10 days off, and the bad thing about it is now we got a short week, and we're going into a really hostile environment, you know, with the Ravens and two-time MVP Lamar. So we're gonna have a turn this real quick and start focusing on them ASAP.
Dr. Josh, again, great performance, surgery with the chainsaw, 4 Eagles, no bogeys. You know, what was going on in your mind running out of the tunnel on a Monday night and the importance of setting the tone early?
And I think it's the same mindset that I've had throughout the season. We're just trying to go 1-0 each week. And again, I think last week we found it through running the ball. And this week we knew we were going to have to throw it. And again, guys made plays. They played us in a lot of man. And again, we're just guys making plays. Our offensive line blocked their tails off, and our defense gave us some good field position. So it was a very complimentary football win tonight, and you love seeing those.
Keon with his first career touchdown reception. Can you take us through that play?
Keon? Yeah. Just kind of a play-action, two-guy route. You know, they're playing man-to-man, and I'm just kind of reading wherever the safety goes. I'm throwing it to the other guy, and he did a good job of getting on the hump and running and making a play. I'm happy for him getting his first one. Got Ray Davis in the end zone, his first one. Those are special moments that you'll always remember, so it's good to see those guys get in.
Josh, Shakir does not miss a pass. If you haven't missed him in, like, the last 10 games, why is he able to, every time he's targeted, he finds a way to catch the ball?
I mean, I can say this over and over. He's a freaking football player. He is, like, an emphasis on football. He loves the game. He does things the right way. He's so selfless in his approach throughout the week. He may get 2 passes during practice. And, again, he just keeps finding ways to be in the right spot at the right time, and he makes plays. And that's just kind of his M.O. I freaking love him. I'm so proud of him and his trajectory that he's done in his career so far. We got a lot of work to do, a lot to learn from and grow from, and that's where I'm excited because, again, he's just a football player. He does things the right way, and you can't help but root for the guy.
Josh, 6 different players scored a touchdown tonight. What does that say about, like, this offense of what you guys are trying to do?
No, and I think it's paying dividends of what we've worked on throughout the entire offseason and through training camp of the everybody eats mentality. And, again, it could be your play, this play. You never know when it's going to happen, and that's the beauty of it. When guys get to buy into this and really understand, like, I may not get the ball 4 or 5 times thrown to me a game, but the 1 or 2 times I do, I'm going to have opportunities to be in the end zone. And, you know, it's a fun and wonderful thing when you got a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats, they don't care about the touchdowns. And, again, I think throughout practice we've just had – this mindset of like, hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right now.
Josh, a couple hours ago, LeBron James tweeted, I really like watching Josh Allen play football.
That's pretty cool. I've been wearing LeBron's cleats, the Fruity Pebbles at practice for that reason. I'm a big fan of his and, you know, coming from him, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest NBA basketball player of all time, I think that's pretty cool.
Sticking with Shakir, that first drive could have got cut short if you don't convert that fourth down. Just what did you see on that play?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, they went to a zone coverage, which that play's not great in. But again, the pre-snap motion that Joe has in and the smartness of Khalil to get out there quickly just kind of forces them to move. And I think they just kind of lost him. Everybody kind of rolled to the right. And it was just an easy pitch and catch, let him go do the work. So, yeah, it was just a good play design.
Josh, 3-0 right now. You've been there, done that. Naturally, we know this team is going to get all the love this week. But how do you remind these guys it's still a long way to go?
One game at a time. You don't win a Super Bowl, get into the playoffs with three games, and I think this team understands that. Like I said, we'll watch this film and put this behind us as quickly as we can. And, you know, like I said, we have a really good team that we're going into, and, you know, we got to be ready.
You know, LeBron player was a first-team All-State tight end. We like a lot of tight ends here. How do you think he'll fit in this offense?
We can throw him a few fades. I'd love that.
Thanks,
guys.
All right, there is Bills quarterback Josh Allen following this evening's 47-10 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. In that live locker room sound is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. For everything your home needs, trust Reimer. Before we get to the phones, let's get a quick check of traffic.
A lot of people got a head start leaving the stadium with the game well in hand into the fourth quarter, but still seeing a lot of congestion in the usual spots. Route 20A West is closed from Route 219 to Abbott. And if you're leaving the stadium now, Big Tree will convert to a two-lane road one-way heading westbound between Abbott and Southwestern, and also will convert to a two-lane road one-way heading from Fieldhouse to Route 19 heading eastbound from the stadium. This report is brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet. With you for the extra mile, I'm Tanner Saunders for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, thank you, Tanner. Let's go live to Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin.
It's dope, but you know, DeMar with his first interception, the crowd went crazy. Everybody ran out on the field, man. It was inspiring. And back to your question, Derek Thomas, he's been my idol since, you know, before I came into the league. Coach Kynes, he was at Alabama with Cornelius Bennett and Derek Thomas. And when he came to Texas A&M, he had said that I remind him of Derek Thomas, and I've been a fan of Derek Thomas ever since. And that's why I wore number 58 in Denver, and you know, I got all the love and respect for Derek Thomas and his legacy and his career. So it's a huge accomplishment. I'm not gonna sit here and act like it's not. It's a huge accomplishment to be able to tie him for sure. But we still going.
Vaughn, the way that you did that sack, how important was that for you? The way you chased down that quarterback.
You know, we got a saying in the D-line room. It takes energy to rush. You know, it's not always going to be on the first move, not always on the second move. You got to have energy and pursuit to rush, and that's just how we coach it. And it showed today. And another thing about coaching, our coaches are doing an incredible job. Coach Babbage, Marcus West.
Yes, indeed.
Joe, offensive coordinator. Really, all of these coaches, this is my 14th year in the league, and we have some incredible coaches and incredible teachers. To be able to dial it up like that and score 40 points and hold the other team to 10 points, That's not all players out there. Our coaches do an incredible job getting us ready to go and getting the mindset ready to go, and an incredible job teaching. So had to give the coaches their flowers while we had this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Held a pit.
Now, you was the last one running out of that tunnel. What was your mindset on, you know, just setting the tone early today?
You know, that's the mindset always, you know, trying to get out there and get off to a fast start just to build momentum into the game. And, you know, for the offense to go down and score 7 points like that, and then us to get that first 3-and-out, you know, we started momentum fast. We started early. And, you know, we was able to just keep building on it throughout the game.
What was it like when you run out of that tunnel?
It was special, you know. We all know my last start on Monday Night Football and how that game went. So to be able to, you know, come all the way back from that and to have a special moment like that, you know, it's all God right there, you know. So, you know, I've been giving him the praise like crazy lately, you know, because, like, It wasn't easy, but you know, I'm super thankful to my teammates for just the support and the love. You know, that it was encouraging, and it makes all the emotions way easier when you just go out there and you think about, I just want to make plays for my teammates. You know, it makes it all simple again.
DeMar, were there any nerves heading back out there on a Monday night and running out?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, there's nerves with every game, you know, but that's a part of the process. That just means you're human and you care, you know. And, you know, sitting up here with Vaughn, you know, that's somebody I talk to about, you know, just the mental process and the mindset of the game, you know. And he always been telling me, you know, like, this is what we do, you know. Like, there's really nothing that we do better than this. We've been doing this since we was kids. And when you put that in perspective, you know, it takes all of that and it empties the cup of that for sure.
DeMar, your teammates have praised you for your confidence on the field. What has allowed you to be so confident when you're playing?
Repetition, you know, just practice, you know, just making sure that I know what's going on, making sure that I'm in my spots, I get the looks, you know, I'm watching film. That's where I get most of my confidence from. But also, man, just that dog mentality. Like, I've been doing this forever, you know. I have that mentality that I want to win, I want to compete on every snap. So it's like, you know, I'm taking the field each play trying to win, you know, regardless of the situation.
Vaughn, you know, from year one to year three now, just care to talk about how this defense has evolved since you've been here?
Like, again, to the coaches are doing a great job coaching the scheme, and the front office has done a great job of getting guys that fit this scheme in here in Buffalo. You got to love football to come here and play for Buffalo. You have to love it. You know, when you walk into that facility, it's sunny, but when you walk out, it could be Game of Thrones weather out there. You know, winter is coming year round, so you have to love football. But every day we walk into that facility, it's 4th of July. You know, Dr. Dez does a great job of getting our mindset ready to go. Everybody in there is all about winning, from the ladies in the cafeteria and the men in the cafeteria to the front office workers to the media staff. Mm-hmm. Everybody is all about winning, and it's inspiring for us to just go out there and just – all we have to do is just focus on football. We got everything else. Facilities are nice. Food is great. All our coaches are great. It really puts it in perspective for us that all we got to do is just go out here and play football. And we got great teachers that's going to doll it up. Like I said before, Bobby Babbage, Marcus West, offense and defense, all of these coaches do an amazing job, and it shows whenever we go out here and play for sure.
Chickens are hatching.
Yeah, the chickens are good. While we at it, HEB in Texas, you go to HEB Central Market and go get Greener Pastures chicken. You know, y'all go check it out. You know, we're going to Houston in a couple of weeks, so y'all go check it out.
Go grab that. Go grab that.
Can we talk about Javon Solomon's first sack, man? How excited were you?
I wasn't surprised or satisfied, because he's been doing that since he came here in minicamp. He's in OTAs. He's been going crazy since OTAs, and I have a really good bond with Javon. He came down to Dallas and we kicked it. He came to the Pass Rush Summit. You know, I love the guy. My kids call him Uncle Vaughn, and it gets kind of weird in the meeting room, because they just be like, Vaughn. We got the same name, and, you know, he's a sponge, man. All he wants to do is rush and be great, and it shows, man. What he did today, he's been doing that in practice all the way since April.
For sure.
You know, he did that in the preseason as well. So he has a really, really bright future. I'm a huge fan of his, and it's always great when the good guys win. You know, Javon and DeMar, it's always great when you see the good guys win. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Bills safety DeMar Hamlin and pass rusher Von Miller. And that live locker room sound is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. For everything your home needs, trust Reimer. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to get phone calls on the other side. We'll get you the Skyworks stats of the game. We'll get you an eye on the quarterback. And, we got a lot to get to as we continue on here on the Buffalo Bills postgame show. I'm Nate Geary. The Bills win 47-10. They go to 3-0 on this season. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Takes the handoff to Cook. Pressure coming. Fires down the right side, looking for Coleman. He's got it, and he's into the end zone. The rookie with his first touchdown as a pro. It goes 24 yards for the score.
Chris Brown on the call. The Bills win 47-10. They move to 3-0. Moving to 0-3, the Cincinnati Bengals, who fall 38-33. Jaden Daniels, 21 of 23, two touchdowns in this game, and The AFC is certainly looking different than I think a lot of people thought it would going into the season. Before we get connected with our fans, let's get to the Skyworks stats of the game. Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Let me give you a quick stat that isn't on the box score. According to Next Gen Stats, the Bills' right tackle Spencer Brown did not allow a single pressure tonight on 35 pass blocking snaps. It's his third game without allowing a single pressure this season. Brown leads all of the NFL and is the only offensive lineman league-wide with at least 25 pass blocking snaps to allow zero pressures so far this year. The Bills and Brandon Bean looking quite smart, locking up their franchise right tackle. But getting back to the box score, Josh Allen in this game finishing 23 of 30 for 263 yards, four touchdowns, and a 142.1 quarterback rating. And if you, for those keeping track at home, through three games, Josh Allen has a 74% completion percentage and a 124.2 quarterback rating. Just unbelievable stuff. And what is looking and has all the makings of Josh Allen's first MVP campaign. He's having that sort of beginning to his season. He also, unshockingly, led the way on the ground for the Bills as well. Six carries for 44 yards. In this game, James Cook, he went 11 for 39 and a score. He also added 4 for 48 through the air on five targets. Khalil Shakir catching all six of his targets tonight, 6 for 72 and a touchdown. Dalton Kincaid, 3 for 41 and a score. Ty Johnson, 3 for 28 and a score. And then Keon Coleman, as you heard there on the bump coming back in from break, he had one catch for 24 yards and a score in this one. We're waiting for Bills head coach Sean McDermott. And while we do that, it's time to get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right, let's go to Andrew, who's been waiting patiently. Andrew, you're on the postgame show. Good evening to you, Andrew.
Good evening, Nate. And as my good friend Scotty likes to say, more fun, my friend, more fun. What a night. Hey, just real quick, wanted to call in and I don't know, something on my mind here, but I feel like the Stephon Diggs trade might have been the best thing to happen to the Bills in the offseason. I just feel like when you have a number one guy like him on your team, and, you know, I don't know what's said in the locker room. I don't know what goes on in there. I'm 5'11". I run a 5'6", 40, so I have no business being in there. But a guy with that much star power and that much talent, you know, if he's not expecting the ball, there's going to be certain expectations that he's supposed to get the ball and supposed to get the touches, like internally or externally. And I think with him departing, now you've got an absolute like case of weapons that you can use. And I think we're really seeing Joe Brady utilize them just so, so well all over the field. I mean, you're talking, you know, multiple guys having touchdowns. You've got, I think there were nine who had different receptions today.
Ten total players, Andrew.
I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I think defenses are really struggling to match up against that. Like when Diggs was there, okay, a lot of the times the defenses double up Diggs and then you game plan around that. Well, now, you know, who do you game plan around? You know, they've got so many different weapons that we can utilize and just so many different paths that we can go with it. They move the ball well on the ground. They move the ball well through the air. They can go up tempo. They can go slow tempo. They can bleed clock like they did in the second half. Like, I mean, that first drive in the second half, even though it ends with a field goal, they still eat, I think, like 9 minutes off the clock or something, like, you know, and just the variety that they have is really impressive. But yeah, I just want to get your take on that. And, you know, can I get red or black on the table tonight?
I like always go with red, Andrew. You always go with red. Yeah, a lot to get to in that, Andrew. But first and foremost, to your Diggs point, I look
I look at this offense, and they appear, at least through three games. Listen, it's still very early in the season, but through three games, this offense appears just significantly more difficult to defend down in and down out. They start the season not really having to throw the football, running a lot, and having a ton of success doing it. And today, you heard Josh Allen in his postgame comments talk about them knowing and coming into this game, and the game plan being that they were going to have to throw the football. And I think week in and week out, you're going to see different formulas for success. I think that's what has made Joe Brady so damn good early in the season, is what he's been able to draw up has been very difficult to defend. I mean, he's giving Josh Allen all of the answers in pre-snap, a lot with the pre-snap motions. I mean, different game plans for different defenses, for different zone, for different coverages, whether it's zone or man coverage. This was a team coming in who ran man coverage more than anybody in the NFL through the first 2 weeks of the season, over 60% of their snaps. But let's go to head coach Sean McDermott.
Environment, Monday Night Football in Buffalo. I can tell you this, man, I was pulling into the stadium, into the facility earlier this morning, and there was quite a gathering already with tailgaters out there, and just incredible, right? The support we get here, even on a Monday night, man, like, it's unreal. And we're so appreciative of the Bills Mafia. This is a tough place to play, and it's partly because of them. So the team, right? Good team win. I saw us working together all three phases, supporting one another at times, and that was good to see. We're going to need more of that moving forward. And Josh, you know, I think he hit 10 different receivers. I mean, his influence is felt not only through his play, but just the way he's leading our football team. And real happy to see. And the leadership group the same way, coming off of a 10-day break. I think it was roughly 10 days. It's a long time to have a game and then not have another one, especially earlier in the year. And I thought the guys handled it extremely well, very mature. And that starts with our leadership group. Von Miller tying Derek Thomas for 17th. I think it's 17th on the all-time sack list. What an impressive accomplishment. I mean, just incredible. And then DeMar. What a night for DeMar, right? At home on Monday Night Football, getting his first interception, I believe, of his NFL career. Is that right, Derek? NFL career. And the journey that he's been on, and how he's persevered. And then a lot of young guys got involved in the game. I won't name them all, but it was good to see those guys get involved, have some success, put in the work, and then reap the fruits of their labor. So. I'll mention Keon's situation. So I sat Keon for the first quarter of the game. It will be a learning opportunity for him, and really it was an issue that dealt with being on time. And he knows he's accountable to his teammates. We addressed it. We support him, and we move forward. And I thought he played a good game tonight, had that one, I think it was one catch for a touchdown there, so that was good to see. Time's yours. Yeah, you're good. Time's yours.
You've seen a lot of great play from Josh Allen over the years. Have you ever seen him quite as in command of the offense as he has been through three games here?
You know, that's a tough question to say that, you know, this was his best game in terms of being in command or what, but I just see it in practice during the week. And, again, he's leading from the front with our football team, with our offense. And then he's getting good support as well. I think our coaching staff has done a really good job, led by Joe. The quarterbacks that are in the room alongside of Josh have done a really good job as well. And just being team players, that's not easy to do. But the guys that are in there, I'm very unselfish in their approach, and I can't thank them enough. And that's, they've got a big hand in this as well. So, Josh really played well tonight for sure.
Josh said it's fun and wonderful to play on a team where guys don't care about who scores touchdowns and what stats they get. Can you just describe sort of the culture that you've seen among this team when it comes to that, the first month of the season or something?
I think, you know, everyone's really just focused on doing their job, trying to keep it as simple as we possibly can. And the guys do a really good job of coming in to work, coming in with a certain focus, And that's really where our focus is every week, is putting in the work, preparing the best that we can, and controlling the things that we can. And again, that goes back to Josh and the leadership group leading by example, number one.
Coach, were you happy with, I know Tyler has had some struggles, but he seemed to kick the ball a lot better today. Were you happy with his performance?
I was. You know, we had the one, unfortunately, that got blocked. We'll have to look at that early in the game, the extra point, that is. But really impressed with his resiliency, and I thought he was striking the ball well tonight and getting that field goal at the end. I think it was 40-something there. So it was good to get that kick as well. So, and then his kickoffs looked like he was driving the ball well there. So step in the right direction, and we continue to move forward.
Sean, what have you thought about how Joe Brady has called the offensive games through the first three games here?
Yeah, I think Joe has done a really good job. He understands the players that he has and their strengths, and that's a big piece of it week to week. And he's shown, which I think is important, that he's willing to do whatever it takes, run, pass, throw it deep, throw it short, in order to win. And I think that's a strength as well. So without getting into too much strategy, Jay, I've been very impressed with Joe and the offensive staff and just the overall collaboration. I think one of Joe's greatest strengths is that he's a good listener, and that's an important piece.
That's something that happened during the week. Was it something that happened today, and how did he handle that when you told him?
I don't want to give out details. I don't think it's necessary, Matt. I'm just very impressed with the way Keon handled it. And then to go back out there in the second quarter, and I think it was the second quarter when he caught the touchdown pass. So I know how important his teammates are to him, and again, this will be a learning opportunity for him.
A lot of the touchdown drives today and last couple of weeks have been longer, sustained drives, but that one right before halftime, it was under a minute to go when Josh took him downfield. Just what did you like about the way the offense quickly moved down the field there?
Yeah, I think we got to stop on defense. Something right before half. I know we got to stop, and then we're able to go get another score before halftime, which was key for us because they were getting the ball. They were getting the ball after half, so they were threatening us with a potential double dip situation. They score before half and then get the ball first after half, and our defense stood up, and then the offense took over. And we practiced those. Bless you. We practiced those situations. As much as we can during the week, and I saw the calm and the poise and the execution being where it needed to be.
Sean, second straight week, I believe, no sacks given up, no turnovers, playing clean like that, especially on offense. What does that do for the overall rhythm of the offense and for your defense when you're continually moving the ball because you're not giving the other team those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, that's sometimes you got to start by making sure you don't lose the game, right? I say it's a negative, connotation, but I think there's quite a few games around the league that are lost more so than those that are won. The number one reason usually is the ball. So I applaud our offense, our special teams as well. Brandon, I thought he made some good decisions with the ball back there. Brandon Codrington, our returner, and let's not forget he's a rookie, right? So he's making good decisions in some sticky situations there, right? And so he's very poised, and I think that's one of the things we saw on tape, and then we get him here, and that's the way he is, day in and day out. So kind of mature beyond his years. So still got a lot of work to do, though. We got a good team we're playing this Sunday night. It's a short week for us. I'm going to try and get some rest and get back at it here. So glory to God for the win. Praise him in all ways, no matter we win or we lose. And so I'm extremely grateful for his blessings. Okay. All right, thank you, guys.
All right, that is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. And Sean McDermott's Coach's Podium is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Before we take a break, let's grab a couple more phone calls and get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right, let's go to Neil, who's been waiting patiently. Neil, you're on the postgame show. Good evening, Neil.
Nate, pleasure to speak with you as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Only Sean McDermott in a 47-10 win could bring out information that Keon Coleman was somehow apparently disciplined in the first quarter. I just found that an interesting little aside, and I didn't even know about that. But anyway, this is the best win. When you are a Bills fan, moments of joy are not often seen or felt. This was one of the few moments of just pure joy.
I would say the last eight quarters, right, Neil? I feel like the last eight quarters have been as good of a eight-quarter stretch that I can remember.
Apparently, joy is a human emotion, and you know, unfortunately, the Bills' history has not always been filled with joy. But I'm going to tell you the one play in the game that really showed me that Josh Allen is taking the next step. It was the second quarter on a play action, and Josh was looking deep. He was eyeballing the guy running a go route. He waited, he waited, he waited, and he just dumped it to James Cook for a first down. Mm-hmm. The last 2 years, that's a pick in the end zone. It's either a pick in the end zone or it's a pick to the other team. And there were five or six throws tonight that Josh Allen made where the last 2 years, they're picks, and they changed the game. And he's throwing down to running backs. You know, he's throwing a lot of that quick stuff to the receivers. We're seeing, I think, I feel the best that I've ever felt about Josh Allen since he's been on the Bills tonight, because he's making smart decisions. And, you know, the hardest thing to do as a professional athlete is to change your instincts. And Josh Allen's maturity is that his instincts are changing. How many times do we think about NFL quarterbacks where they change who they fundamentally are? This guy's throwing checkdowns to James Cook. We're seeing Joe Brady, who, if you don't think coaching in the NFL matters, folks, look at Joe Brady, look at the Vikings. I mean, Joe Brady is maximizing Josh Allen's talents, and he's minimizing his mistakes, but his instincts now are not to throw that 70-yard bomb. And yet he still throws that amazing pass to Kincaid in the back of the end zone when he needs to.
There's a great line, Neil, and I gotta cut to a break, but thanks for the call, Neil. There's a great line that you just reminded me of from the movie Spider-Man. Right? And it's with great power comes great responsibility. And, you know, to your point, listen, Josh Allen evolving as a player, as a decision maker, he every single offseason adds a new layer to his game. And this year, he's got no interceptions through three games. It's just like everything that people want to get on him about, he's just able to get better the next season. It's why he's the second best quarterback in all of football. All right, thanks, Neil. I appreciate the call, man. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to get your thoughts, and we'll get more phone calls on the other side. We'll also get you eye on the quarterback, and we'll keep getting connected with our fans. We got the overtime show locally here on our flagship WGR 550 with Zach Jones. That'll be immediately following me here on the Buffalo Bills postgame show, so don't go anywhere. This is Buffalo Bills football.
The Bills demolish the Jaguars by a score of 47-10 and remain undefeated on the 2024 NFL season. Josh Allen led the day, going 23 for 30 for 263 yards and 4 touchdowns. On the ground, he also led with 6 carries for 44 yards. James Cook was right there with him with 11 carries for 39 yards and 1 touchdown. The receiving corps split the wealth, with Khalil Shakir having 6 receptions and 1 touchdown, James Cook with 4 receptions, Dalton Kincaid with 3 receptions and a touchdown, running back Ty Johnson with 3 receptions and a touchdown as well, and rookie Keon Coleman recorded his first touchdown as a Buffalo Bill with 1 reception for 24 yards. On defense, DeMar Hamlin recorded his first career interception as well. Up next, the Bills head to Baltimore to take on the Ravens, who are currently 1-2 on their season, with full play-by-play action right here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Around the NFL, the Bengals fall short to the Washington Commanders by a score of 38-33. They fall to 0-3 on the season. Scores from around the league are delivered by the UPS store. Be unstoppable. I'm Joe Cali for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Now to take a look at traffic with your eye in the sky, Tanner Saunders.
Not much has changed on the traffic front. Abbott Road North and South is closed from Route 20 to 20A. The 20A West is closed from the 219 to Abbott Road. And once again, we will remind you, Big Tree Road will convert to a two-lane, one-way road heading westbound between Abbott and Southwestern, as well as eastbound from Fieldhouse heading towards the 219. Still looking like a slow go at this point on Big Tree from the 219 to McKinley Parkway, as well as Southwestern Boulevard, and a slow go on the 219 heading northbound around the Mile Strip Road exit. This report is brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile. I'm Tanner Saunders for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nick Erie here in our Amherst studios. The Bills win 47-10. We got a bunch of phone calls to get to and get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right, let's go to Billy. Billy, you've been hanging on hold. Sorry about that, man. Welcome and good evening to you. You're on the postgame show.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. First, let me say this is just another outstanding performance by the Bills in all phases. The offense was there. You know, Josh showed up, made connections with almost anybody he could find. I liked the way Cook was running the ball. I hope they do more of that. They need to run. I think they do need to run the ball more than the pass will be set up. And the defense was just opportunistic, along with being outstanding as far as, like, shutting down Jacksonville. Only other thing I want to say now is that now is coming up, at least for the next couple of games, the real test for the mm-hmm. team, because these will be teams that were playoff-bound or playoff possibility. I mean, Baltimore, they look like they have something there, but especially with Derrick Henry, but we're still not sure what they had. They almost lost it to Dallas last week, or this past weekend. So it'll be interesting to see if we can handle Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson the same way we handled a quarterback tonight. And then following that, we've got the Texans and the Jets. The Texans in particular, even though they had that high-powered offense from last season, seemed to get shut down by the Vikings. If there's something that they did that we can watch in order to make that game competitive, you know, keep an eye on that. And then the Jets, a division opponent who were counted out because of the slow start, but I think Aaron Rodgers might be finding his footing and they might be actually competitive again, so they'll give us a game, and all three of those games are on the road. So to me,
yeah,
these next coming games will be, I think, more of a real test of what the team is made of compared to what we've been playing so far.
I'll say this though, Billy. Like, and they've got four. Thanks for the call, Billy. Like, they've got four of their next five on the road. So obviously, just from a perspective of a lot of road games in the month of October, yeah, they've got quite a stiff test coming up against some good football teams. But I think the other thing too is I think if you and I tweeted this out after the game, after the game felt like probably any time around the 5 minute mark of the second quarter, but I think if you told me in August that the Bills would have finished 2-1 through the first three games, I'd have felt really good about that, not knowing how good this team would be, not knowing what the offense would look like, not knowing what Joe Brady's offense would look like in the scheme. And listen, as much as obviously Josh Allen deserves a ton of credit for this game and the performance that he's put up through the first three games, I can't really tell you enough how impressed I've been with Joe Brady. I mean, he's probably going to be a one-and-done offensive coordinator here. If this is what this offense is, I mean, they're first in scoring through the first 3 weeks of the season. If this pace continues, it's going to get more difficult. They're going to face tougher defenses over the course of the next couple of weeks, obviously most notably this upcoming week against, I think, a very good Baltimore Ravens defense. He's going to be getting a ton of head coaching love coming up this offseason, and it'll be earned. But if you would have told me they were 2-1, I'd have been thrilled. Instead, they're 3-0 with a +64 point differential. I mean, it's domination. Since starting 17-3 in a 17-3 deficit, they're outscoring their opponents in an insane clip. And it's offense, and obviously Josh Allen gets a lot of the credit, and Joe Brady's getting a lot of the credit tonight. Sean McDermott, who went for it on 2 fourth downs on the first 2 drives in the first quarter of the game. This team has a, there's a lot to like about this team. And then on the other side of the ball, just easy to root for. Von Miller, 3 sacks through 3 games. A.J. Epinesa's popping. The interior of this defensive line, the run defense really showed up tonight. I mean, if you would have told me Baylen Specter and Dorian Williams were in the game, and it wasn't
you know, Bernard and Milano, I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. That's how good the linebackers, I thought, played tonight. And then, obviously, Christian Benford just continues on his streak of what I think is some of the most impressive cornerback play right now from a young corner in the NFL. So a lot to like all across the board. Thanks for the call, Billy. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on the postgame show. Good evening, Rob.
Hey, Nate, what's going on? I'm going to take over the sugar high tonight, buddy. I am, like, sugar high. First off, I want to say to anybody that's driving home from the game that was at the game, Bills Mafia, I want to let you know that I could hear you all the way here in Connecticut, Fairfield, Connecticut. I enjoyed the sounds. I'm just fired up. This was, you know, I'm a game at a time person, and I enjoyed this game thoroughly. The only thing weird about this game was that Buffalo made it weird for Jacksonville. You know, Joe Brady put a nice DNA, scientifically put a game plan together with the offense, had executed very well. I had expectations of a nice passing game tonight, which we were all waiting to see, and I'm thoroughly happy about that. Also, I have to admit, you know, DeMar Hamlin has been an inspiration to me. Yeah. When I lost my eyesight 2 years ago, I kind of got down on myself, and then he's always been an inspiration to push forward and never give up. So when he got that interception tonight, I had tears in my eyes. It was unbelievable. I was screaming. And, you know, this was a great game. We still got a long road ahead of us. But I think with all that said, you know, I think we are doing well. But we still have a long road ahead of us, and we can just put – if Joe Brady can put another game plan together against the Ravens this week, I think it's going to be interesting.
No doubt about it.
King Henry definitely scares the hell out of me.
You know, and that's –
I'll end it with this. You know what? Overrated. I don't ever want to hear anybody ever say that he's overrated, and you know who I'm talking about. That kid is unbelievable. Josh Allen is the real deal. MVP all the way. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. The Ravens, Derrick Henry definitely looked good in the second half last week against the Dallas Cowboys. But that has not been an offense that has looked particularly good through two games. It took them a week three game on a bounce back against, by the way, a bad Dallas Cowboys defense, who really, dating back from the Bills game, have been reeling since that Bills game. So I think that, next week's a test. I think that Jacksonville was bad. I think Miami wasn't good. I didn't think Miami was good coming into the season. And obviously Arizona, I think, is an interesting and up-and-coming team with a young quarterback that can move about as good as anybody in football. And, the Bills have had and been able to really reel in Lamar Jackson in their matchups against the Baltimore Ravens. And so Sean McDermott's going to have to, and Bobby Babbage, of course, are going to have to come up with good game plans in this upcoming matchup. There's no doubt about it. Let's grab one more phone call before we take a timeout. Let's go to Graham. Graham, you're on the postgame show. Good evening, Graham.
Hi, Nate. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I was wondering, so I don't want to sound like a pessimist. You know, I know Bills, got a big win tonight. UB got their first win over a ranked opponent since, 2008. Sabres got a big preseason win.
Vibes are strong is what you're saying.
Very, very. Great way to start the week. But so I don't want to sound too negative, but I'm just wondering, like, at this point, what do you think the weak point is? I know that big discussion with the linebackers, you know, Spector's stepped in and been incredible. Yeah. And the third down conversion rate was a big, you know, topic of discussion, and, you know, they kind of dispelled all, you know, concerns with that today. So I'm just wondering, like, is there anything that's really left to worry about?
Yeah, listen, I think the linebacker conversation, Graham, thanks for the call, is definitely one that I'm not sure they'll be able to sustain the pace of defensive play they've been able to have. But you know what? I mean, who am I to say otherwise? I mean, this is a Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbage coach defense, and they have been uniquely good at finding guys to fill in. And listen, I think The one thing you could say is maybe their weak point right now is linebacker because of the guys that they are putting out there. But I might argue on the other side of this that the Bills are going to be getting healthier, and I think that's very rare for teams. Usually as teams go along, they start the injuries start to pile up. Look at the San Francisco 49ers, right? The Bills sustained these injuries early. Taron Johnson going down in the home opener and, you know, Terrell Bernard going out in week two, and you lose your best two defenders after losing your best defender in the preseason during practice. So, like, you have Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, and Taron Johnson all coming back to play football, and the best part is it feels like you don't need to rush them back. That's I think the good part about this early success that they're having defensively. Cam Lewis and Jamarcus Ingram and Baylen Spector, who I think has played really, really good. And this is a guy that they've kept around despite having injury issues early in his career. So yeah, a lot to like about what this what the offense, defense, and special teams with Cardrington as well have all been able to do through the first three games. But as we all lament tonight, it will get harder, and it gets harder in, 6 days as the Bills will head to the road and play on Sunday Night Football. So we'll look forward to that. 803-0550, thanks for the call. We'll continue taking your phone calls. The Bills get a 47-10 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Nate Geary. This is Buffalo Bills Football.
The Bills trounce the Jaguars by a score of 47-10 and remain undefeated on the 2024 NFL season. Josh Allen led the day, going 23 for 30 for 263 yards with four touchdowns. On the ground, he also led with six carries for 44 yards, and James Cook was right there with him with 11 carries for 39 yards and a touchdown. Everyone in the receiving room got a piece of the pie, with Khalil Shakir leading with six receptions for 72 yards and a touchdown. Dalton Kincaid with three receptions for 41 yards and a touchdown. Ty Johnson with three receptions as well for 28 yards and one touchdown. Keon Coleman records his first touchdown as a Buffalo Bill on one reception for 24 yards. And on defense, DeMar Hamlin recorded his first interception of his career as well. Up next, the Bills head to Baltimore to take on the Ravens, who are 1-2 on the season, with full play-by-play action right here on the Buffalo Bills radio network. Around the NFL, the Washington Commanders defeat the Cincinnati Bengals by a score of 38-33. The Bengals are now 0-3 on the season. This update and scores from around the league are delivered by the UPS Store. Be unstoppable. I'm Joe Calley for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. And now for a look at traffic. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. It's Tanner Saunders.
Why, thank you, Joe. Taking a look at the traffic front, not much has changed. Still, Abbott Road North and South closed from Route 20 to 20A. The 20A West is closed from the 219 to Abbott Road. Big Tree Road has converted to a two-lane, one-way road heading westbound between Abbott Road and Southwestern Boulevard, as well as eastbound from Fieldhouse heading towards the 219. Still looking like a slow go around the stadium on Big Tree from about 219 to McKinley Parkway, as well as on Southwestern Boulevard. And speaking of the 219, a slow go there, that's seeing congestion and slowdowns from Route 179 to the 90 East. This report is brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile. I'm Tanner Saunders for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nate Geary here with you for another 10 minutes or so. And while we are getting you ready for the overtime show, which will follow me here locally on our flagship WGR 550 in Buffalo with Zach Jones, we'll get an eye on the quarterback. An eye on the quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Another MVP level performance from Josh Allen tonight, 23 of 30, 263 yards, four touchdowns, 142.1 quarterback rating. He also adds six carries for 44 yards in a long of 13 tonight. So another great game from Josh Allen. Let's go to the phones, get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's hear from Ryan, who's been waiting patiently. Ryan, you're on the postgame show. Good evening to you.
Nate, what a great win, bro. But to be honest, man, this team is all credit to Joe Brady. Since Ken Dorsey got fired, the team was 5-5 when he got fired. And Brady took over. And he finished the season with 6-1 record. In my books, this man is 9-1 in regular season. He made Josh Allen and this offense, like, fired up. There's no one's talking about Brady, Joe Brady at all. He is so underrated. And this, in my opinion, it's not McDermott's head coach. It's Joe Brady. It is Joe Brady's team, and he's the one who's actually getting us the W. Thank you, and honestly, let's go, Bills.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. And a quick note from Ian Rappaport, who just tweeted this out. In case the Jaguars weren't having a bad enough night, their plane is dealing with mechanical issues. They can't take off and fly home until after 1 a.m., so they got to stick around a little bit longer before they head to the Sunshine State. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Let's go to Peter. Peter, you're on the postgame show. Good evening, Peter.
Evening. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love the total dominant performance on both sides of the ball. Just wondering what you guys thought about leaving the first string in that long. They should have come out a little sooner. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think that they probably wanted to make sure and seal that win. The Jaguars came out in the second half, which I figured they would, with a little bit more pep in their step and, you know, made it, I don't know, what was the score at that point? 30 to 3, 34 to 3 at half? What was that? Was it 34 to
3? 34 to 3.
So it was 34 to 10. I mean, a 24-point game. Yeah, I mean, I don't have too many issues with how long they kept the starters in, too bad. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the postgame show. Good evening, Mike. Mike, you there?
Hey, Nate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, just watching Josh and the offense between last year and the year before, excuse me, I was at the game screaming, so
no worries.
That's for my voice, but it just looks, the offense looks so effortless where Josh is just every other year, it just seemed like he's just, you know, chaos running around for his life. And just this year, he just is just dialed in, and it, you can tell he doesn't have to feel like he's forcing anything. On that fourth down on the first drive, you could tell last year, I feel like, and I'm not going to name his name, I feel like he would have had to go to you-know-who, and it would have been broken up and picked off or whatever. And I just, that team looks so great, and I've been a big McDermott, I don't want to say hater, but what he's done with the defense with all the injuries has just been so impressive, and I'm just so proud of them, and they look great. The sky's the limit. I know I'm a homer. I know that. But I'm so proud of them. And Josh looks great. And I did want to point out last, you know, what he said at the press conference about Lamar being a two-time MVP player. When he talks about Lamar being an MVP and how Josh is, you know, people are saying he's overrated, he notices that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so proud of him. And, you know, last thing, I heard Jacksonville's plane's delayed. Maybe they can score a touchdown at Arrow Drive. Mo, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, and, you know, I think the impressive part about this team, right, is that it does genuinely feel like a team. This football team is nearly at $63.8 million in dead cap this year. So, just an unbelievable job by this coaching staff, by Josh Allen, Joe Brady and company. There's no doubt about it. All right, we're going to head to the locker room. We're going to hear from Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir and tight end Dalton Kincaid.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Thanks, so.
Hey, there he is.
All right, Khalil, you know, obviously they had shown the first 2 weeks that they were committed to playing a lot of man coverage. What was kind of your attitude about attacking that and the confidence level you had attacking that going into this game?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we knew that going into the game that they were a man team. If they're showing zone looks, they were pretty much matching and playing man. So, I mean, honestly, that was the first time we got that. And I think it was more just a mindset to all the wideouts and tight ends and everybody who was getting man coverage was just like, it's time to show out. You know, man coverage is the best opportunity to make plays. And obviously, you know, we got to get open, and it was you know, Josh trusting us to get open and making plays from there. So it was smooth to you know, get a man game and be able for, you know, everybody to make plays. So it was definitely good to see.
You talk about your touchdown. It was kind of like a shallow cross against man coverage, right?
Yeah, it was just a shallow runaway route. It was man, and Josh putting the ball on the money and just turning up and making a play.
And do you think, you know, are you surprised the team would play that much man against Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, if you turn your back to 17, you know, he could use his feet as well. He's a beast. I've said a thousand times, and I keep saying it, he's a freak of nature. I mean, even when he's throwing the ball, he's putting the ball to where only we can make the play on it. So, freak of nature, dog, I mean, all those things.
And Dalton, like your touchdown was scramble drill, just kind of walk us through that. You were on the other side of the field to start, right?
Yeah. The defense actually had a great defense for that play. There's no chance of me getting the ball on that called route, and Josh scrambles. It's a great opportunity for us to go win and make a play, and he gave me a great opportunity, and we got to celebrate.
So you were double covered there, right? You came up.
Yeah, and I remember running around. I was like, well, there's no way I'm getting this ball. And then play breaks down a little bit, and then you have an opportunity to.
So that's a foot race between you and the linebacker there, right?
A little bit. I mean, I think he kind of lost me a little bit, and then just going across that back line, the safety didn't even see it, so Josh put in a great spot.
You set up that touchdown with the long pass. That one was man coverage, right?
Yeah, that was a man look.
Was that a corner route, or what was that?
Similar to that. Defense playing man, obviously they're going to play outside leverage because their help's inside, so if you break their leverage a little bit, then you have an opportunity to win big, and we got to.
Oh. Yeah, have a good one.
All right, that was Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir and tight end Dalton Kincaid, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. For everything your home needs, trust Reimer. That's going to do it for us here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. We'll kick things over to our local coverage on our flagship WGR 550 in Buffalo. Zach Jones will take over and appreciate him on the board. For me, Nate Geary, the Bills get a 47-10 win. Buffalo Bills football Tuesday tomorrow, first thing in the morning with Jeremy and Joe. I'm Nate Geary. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.